T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.847, 13 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A quick reminder about this BetQL thing we got going. It helps you make your smarter bets through the football season, and now we're giving you a chance to win cash prizes. BetQL's Giving Props is a free-to-play contest to run through the pro football postseason. Here's how it works. Each playoff round, BetQL is going to post 10 prop bets, and the person with the most correct picks each wins $2,000. But that's not all. Just by signing up, you'll automatically be entered into a random grand prize drawing for $10,000. All you got to do is go to BetQL.com/props to sign up. BetQL.com/props. Garrett Graves joins us now to talk about a couple of different things. Good morning, Garrett. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Doing great. How about you?
I should say U.S. Congressman Garrett Graves. Jerry Nadler, I'm going to be respectful here in a way. Nobody tells him how to wear his pants. So why is it that he's getting involved in Nutria in Louisiana? Talk us through this, Representative, if you can, please.
Yeah, absolutely.
I said that with all due respect.
Sure, sure. So, yeah, you know, you think about this, you have people that live in these urban areas that try and step in to address, quote, problems, and they honestly have no experience or knowledge on what it is that they're trying to do. So in this case, what's happening is here you have a New Yorker who is stepping in and trying to ban the use of traps. Look, we're using traps to catch nutria because they are devastating our coast. They're causing one of the largest ecological problems in the United States. And so they're here, yeah, again, have a New Yorker coming in and trying to prevent us from being able to address our largest ecological or environmental problem and one of the largest ones in the country with the loss of our coast. Nutria come in, they just devastate the vegetation that holds our coast together. They eat holes into the vegetation of the levees, therefore compromising the performance of levees. These are things that are absolutely uncompromising for us. We can't have additional loss of our coast. We can't have the integrity of our levees threatened. And so it's just, I'll say it one more time, Tommy. This is a scenario where you have New Yorkers and other folks that live in areas that have no experience yet boldly stepping out and trying to regulate in a way that would adversely affect us in South Louisiana.
I don't know if he's ever even seen a nutria, but is it that hard of a concept, Garrett, for him to grasp that, okay, it's not directly happening this way, but the nutria are eating the coastline and eating the state? He's more concerned go ahead.
Tommy, I think you gave me a great idea. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go and release one in his office and let them catch it without a trap, and we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, well, let me know how you like him, Jerry, because, man, you'll have the pants up around your throat. Tell me about the governor's plan. Well, anyway, but where does this go from here is the point. How much of an impediment is this?
Well, the good news is that now with the fact that Nutria is expanding, I mean, they have Nutria in California, they have Nutria in Maryland, they really have significantly expanded the geography of the United States, and they're, of course, wreaking the same havoc in those areas as they are on us. And so It's not just going to be us fighting this. So we're working to try to fight this bill to either prevent it from moving forward or to put an exception in there for the nutria, which, of course, is an invasive species that's causing huge problems in South Louisiana. So that's what we're working on, and we're going to try and stop this bill or put some significant amendments on it before it goes through the process and really would undermine any success in our coastal program in South Louisiana. Look, this bill, the only thing that benefits from this bill is the nutria.
It's the most asinine thing I've ever heard of. Well, not really, but it is among the top asinine things I've heard of. Talk about your letter, if you will, please, to the governor about funding package for I-10 bridges. I'm just going to throw in real quick, Congressman. Here in Belchase,
sure, yeah.
We've got a new bridge coming in. The Secretary of DOTD, Sean Wilson, told me that it's going to be from now on a new public-private partnership thing because we got stuck with a toll bridge. And I just wonder, is that the model for the rest of the state or just us? And is a do public-private partnerships work to make the money go further and improve more bridges? Talk to me about all that, please.
Yeah, Tommy, it's a great question. Look, here's one of the problems. In Louisiana, we're out there building infrastructure projects, and this could be levees, this could be coastal restoration projects, and it certainly applies to our road and bridge projects. We're often building projects that are decades old. We recently started construction of the West Shore project in St. John, St. Charles, and St. James parishes. This project dates back to literally before I was born. We just started construction. Keep in mind, the projects in the New Orleans area that failed when Hurricane Katrina came in, many of those projects have histories dating back to the 1970s, and they were not finished in 2005. This is unacceptable. So first, you've got people out there talking about this new infrastructure bill and how it's going to be this silver bullet solution, and it's going to fund everything from I-49 upgrade from New Orleans to Lafayette on that Highway 90 corridor. It's going to build a new bridge in Baton Rouge, crossing the Mississippi River. It's going to fix the I-10 bridge in Lake Charles. And the reality is, it by itself is not going to deliver on any of those. So we've got to stop this scenario where we're building projects and ideas that our parents and grandparents came up with and truly be proactive and prepare for the future. The way we're going to do that is by speeding up the project process. Here we have a Mississippi River Bridge in Baton Rouge, a new one that should have been built 30 to 40 years ago, and they've been studying it, and they just concluded that they've just, quote, narrowed it down, Tommy, to 17 different alignments. So this is crazy. I mean, this should have been done 40 years ago. They've been studying it, and they narrowed it to 17. So yes, we're going to have to approach these problems differently. We've been incredibly successful. We've delivered over $8 billion in new infrastructure investments in recent years. This is not including the infrastructure bill. But we've got to change the project development delivery process. We've got to change the way that we finance projects. So I do appreciate the governor proffering a finance plan and looking at innovative streams. But we've got to change the way we're delivering projects. Like I said, you can announce a funding plan, but if you don't actually have a project because you're still stuck on 17 different alignments, that doesn't do you any good.
Is that going to be the new concept going forward, private public partnerships, or did we just get hosed?
No, I think on large projects like some of the ones that he announced, I think that it is going to play an important role. But that doesn't always mean that you're talking about increased cost for consumers. In some cases, there are ways of designing these to where they're truly win-wins, to where taxpayers aren't on the hook for it. So I think that this is going to be a new trend, but you certainly have to look at the details and make sure the taxpayers aren't stuck for paying the bill on some of these big projects.
How much trouble could you get into for releasing a nutria in Jerry Nadler's office, just hypothetically speaking?
I'll let you know after we do it.
Have a good day. Hey, look, I'll help with the fund if you need it. Just let me know. Thank you, sir.
Thanks,
Representative
Dominic.
Gary Graves. All right, that's idiotic. You're going to worry about the nutria while the nutria eating a freaking state. Seriously? Somebody should tell Japs in New York.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.